Thank you and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department responded to a report of shots fired and an injured man in the area around Palco Marsh at the foot of Del Norte Street this morning. When officers arrived at the scene, they were able to locate the victim, who suffered a gunshot wound to his leg. The victim was transported to St. Joseph Hospital. After a search of the area, EPD officers were unable to locate the shooter. However, they were able to recover the weapon on the scene. The investigation into the shooting is still ongoing. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies, California Highway Patrol officers, and Willits Police were all involved in a vehicle pursuit in the Willits area on Monday after a 911 caller reported seeing a man holding a shotgun to his head in the parking lot of a bar in Redwood Valley. The man, later identified as 34-year-old Kevin Bobby Norton, was then reported leaving the parking lot and driving northbound. A Be On The Lookout was issued, and a CHP officer spotted Norton's truck on Highway 101, and as he approached to confirm it was Norton, the driver's side window was blown out by a shotgun blast. Norton had indeed fired the weapon and injured himself and was later forced to pull over by officers. He was arrested and taken to the hospital for treatment of wounds to his face and then booked into Mendocino County Jail for being a felon and possession of a firearm. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives arrested 44-year-old Vacaville resident Terrell James Marshall Jr. on Tuesday after he was released from an out-of-county hospital. Marshall was booked into Mendocino County Jail for murder, rape, and sodomy and is being held with no bail. Detectives arrested Marshall, a convicted sex offender, in connection with the Halloween night murder of 25-year-old Willits resident Kayla Grace Chesser, whose body was found at the residence of Marshall's cousin in Willits after the cousin and a group of friends returned from a Halloween party. While detectives were on scene at the residence, Marshall was found inside a pickup truck off Highway 162, having suffered life-threatening injuries in a single vehicle collision after his truck ran off a cliff. Marshall was taken to an out-of-area hospital for treatment and upon release was arrested for the rape and murder of Chesser, who was sexually assaulted and strangled to death. The National Science Foundation released the results of a study on the wasting disease that has killed millions of sea stars in the Pacific Ocean from the coastline of Baja to southern Alaska. The cause of the massive die-off has been linked to a virus that caused lesions of the starfish body that led to limbs being pulled off and finally the wasting of tissue that caused death within a few days. The sea star-associated denzovirus is the culprit, a virus that was found in sea stars in years past but which never caused a massive die-off that has been documented since September of 2013. Determining what caused the die-off was the first step, and scientists are concerned because of the important role sea stars play in the ocean floor ecosystem. Sea star overpopulation and a change in environment are being researched as causes to the mutation of the virus that led to deaths. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A man who was arrested headbutted the rear window of a Fortuna Police Department patrol car. Dan Squire has more.
The Fortuna Police Department saw one of its patrol cars put out of service following the arrest of Torrance Miller on Tuesday morning. Officers arrested Miller on suspicion of domestic violence, robbery, and false imprisonment. And as he was being handcuffed, he headbutted the rear window of the patrol car, shattering it completely. In addition to the initial charges, Miller will also face a felony vandalism charge. He was initially taken to the hospital for treatment of cuts to his head and then booked into county jail.
Thank you, Dan. In addition to extinguishing fires and committing to public service, the Humble Bay Fire Department will be busy doing other things during the holiday season. Next weekend, the Humble Bay Fire Department will be kicking off their Share the Magic of Christmas toy drive, where they will be at various locations collecting toys and donations until December 16th, starting at the Bayshore Mall the weekend of November 28th. In addition, the fire department will also be holding their 6th annual Santa for Seniors program. On Monday, Humble Bay firefighters presented the Companion Animal Foundation with a check for $7,000 for the foundation's Bark in the Park 2014 event. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.